girls. Been sucking on this verse, Psalms 51:10. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." The other day I was, and what made me think about this verse, the other day I was cleaning out a closet. Oh, what fun. And it was one I had cleaned out last year. And I told myself even then, you know, when you get done cleaning out a closet, man, isn't that like just the best feeling of accomplishment? Either cleaning out drawers, cabinets, closets. It's got such a good feeling. And I was cleaning this closet out again. And I thought to myself, I told myself last year I would not let it get like this again. And what happened? I had just gotten slack, you know, and before you knew it, I was throwing stuff in there out of sight, out of mind. But as I was going over this scripture, it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Man, those are such powerful words, and what a just a great scripture and reminder. And I was thinking about cleaning out the closet. I think, how many times do we really have to kind of step back, look into our hearts, and take a moment to clean out our own hearts? You know, sometimes we've let things in our heart that we really need to evaluate and let it go. And sometimes those things have been there for years. They've got cobwebs on them. It's time to let it go. That unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever that may be, or just something even recent that just happened that's just kind of festering in your heart. And so, you know, as I think about that, you know, our actions are a clear indicator of what's in our heart and how we react to others. And, you know, sometimes with our heart, it's just hard because, you know, you've let that thing just kind of settle in there. But just really going back through and you say, well, how do I do that? Well, first of all, you got to ask God. You know, God, what is in my heart that doesn't need to be there anymore? And spending time with Him, and even to a point of repentance, just either repenting before God about a situation or something that is in your heart, or either going to someone. You know, that's really up to you and what's in your heart and how you have to deal with that. So my challenge to you girls is, as you go through and you're cleaning out drawers and closets and cabinets, it's just a great reminder to take time to clean out your own heart. We have to maintain that. That's something that, you know, like I said, I have not maintained my closet within a year, and you could see I had not. And the same with our hearts. We have to do the same maintenance. We have to step back, look what's in our heart, and say, okay, God, you know, here again, that verse, I just want to read over you girls again, Psalms 51:10. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." I love you girls. Y'all have a great week.